Bioluminescence is the process that animals use to make light with their bodies. Think of fireflies. Composer Aaron Travers and visual artist Arthur Liu explore the mysterious world of underwater bioluminescence in an immersive, multimedia experience entitled Dark Zone. The world premiere took place in IU's Grunwald Gallery of Art on February 14th. It required 7 projectors and a small ensemble including woodwind, string, and percussion instruments. I talked with composer Travers about what inspired him to make this piece about the ocean.
It all started with a discussion with the ensemble Down Niente, who's based in Chicago. For a while, they'd wanted to commission a piece from me, but it never happened until just recently. When I was thinking about what kind of piece I wanted to write, my son, at the time, was really interested in sea creatures, and we had been reading about deep-sea bioluminescent creatures. For Christmas, he wanted to have a vampire squid. A vampire squid is something, really, it's a strange creature. It's somewhere between a squid and an octopus. If it's threatened, its tentacles glow, and it has glowing eye spots on its head. And if it's really threatened, it'll shoot out bioluminescent ink, which will remain glowing in the water for about 10 minutes while it bursts away. World that these creatures live in, there's no sunlight. Sunlight can't penetrate at those depths, and so it's completely black. Because of my son's interest in this, I thought, well, it would be really fascinating to try to create a piece that tries to immerse the audience in this new world that they'll perhaps never encounter. So I had the idea of having a live ensemble with video projections in which the ensemble will be playing in complete darkness. The only light that they would have would be that light provided by the projections themselves.
My work tends to work the best in a dark environment. Well, my name is Arthur Liu. I'm an associate professor in digital art at the School of Fine Arts. When Aaron presented the idea to me, I know for sure that we have to deal with some kind of 3D rendering process because we don't use the third-party footage. So there's no outside materials that we think would be appropriate for this performance. So everything will be made from the scratch. And we have two lines of materials. One is 3D models of creatures designed by my student, Catherine Chi. And with her raw material, then I animate them using a particle system. So I could create a huge amount of the creatures from one render, filling the space. A particle system is a computer graphic term. It basically uses points and the arrangement of points to generate either textures or to multiply visual sources. So just imagine that I have a squid and I can use a particle system to make 1,000 squids swimming in different patterns. Particle system is also used in a different direction that I create some kind of light, smoke, and landscape textures.
I'm hoping people will be interested enough in the project that they'll want to go out and find out more about this world that we really don't know much about and we kind of take for granted. So I wanted to sort of bring the audience to this world so they can experience at least a simulation of what it might be like and the huge variety of life and the beauty of it. At the very least, I hope they would say this is beautiful. That would be my hope.